Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, my sincere thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship of these podcasts, which makes it all entirely possible. I want to talk to you about a particular event which you may have saw happening, plenty of footage of it on social media. And even the mainstream media. It was a brutal stabbing that took place in London. Where else? It seemed to have been on an underground tube, we couldn't see all of it, but you could see a guy with a massive knife stabbing another man repeatedly, violently, savagely, and. I mean, I don't know how the other guy survived. I don't know what his injuries are. But when you look at the blade, I mean, it's not a machete, but it looks to be on. It looks like a 12-inch knife, a hunting knife, something really, really bad. And this guy was using this knife and he was shoving it into this other person. Now, here we get to the thrust of the story, however. This came, by the way, on the day that London Mayor Sadiq Khan was telling us that in his next term, he's going to be focused on making London even more safe for people. Honestly, irony dies. But then there's a particular lady who then piled in, a lady called Narinda Kaur, K-A-U-R, Narinda Kaur, or however her name is pronounced, I don't care. Anyway, she says, "Why are people going on about him being black? Referring to a suspect's skin color only perpetuates systemic racism. It's about actions, not ethnicity," says Narinda. Oh, really, Narinda? Well, from the footage, which is freely available on mainstream media, looking at the Daily Mail, the alleged culprit is black. So why shouldn't we refer to the fact that he is black? Because if he was white, I'm sure Narinda wouldn't have anything to say about it. Referring to a suspect's skin color is really helpful. It's got nothing to do with perpetuating systemic racism. Because if we know what the skin color, and better still, if we have an image of the individual, the suspect, then police can hopefully track him down. Although I doubt that'll actually even happen in London because the Metropolitan Police are so useless. But she's sort of saying, no, if we reveal the fact that in this case, the culprit, the suspect, is black, that's racism. That's why we have so many problems. Do you understand? This is the point I've been making quite a lot recently. You know, it's these liberals, these progressives, so-called progressives, who are basically enabling violence and crime because they are wanting us not to talk about who the people carrying that crime is. She says it's about actions, not ethnicity. Yes. Well, it looks to me like it was a black guy stabbing another person. I don't know what the ethnicity of the other person was, but it is relevant that the guy doing the stabbing, we know what his skin color is because we need to understand what he looks like so we can capture him, right? I mean, he wasn't rainbow colored, Narinda, but this woman, Narinda, seems to be, you know, an absolute weapons-grade moron who doesn't seem to feel that we should be identifying the skin color of an alleged, attempted murderer, I suppose. I mean, as I say, if you look at it, the video is horrific to watch because of the sheer violence being deployed. But this is what happened. This is London 2024. This is Sadiq Khan's, Ramadan worshipping during Easter week, London, where people getting stabbed on the underground on trains is just part and parcel, That's why, as I said to you, when I was in London, the 1st of March, I'm going to be back in about a week's time. I was never so glad to get out of the place. London has changed. The essence of London has changed. And that's because London has imported and developed a subculture which is violent, which seems to place no sanctity in human life, and which, as I say, is quite happy to carry out these savage stabbings in public, on the underground. And it's all fine. It's all fine. Because, as Narinda says, we mustn't focus on the skin color of the person carrying it out. Why is that, Narinda? Is that because we might come to the conclusion that there's a real problem in London with black on black crime? Might that be the case, Narinda? Might there be statistics from the Metropolitan Police that back that up, Narinda? Might you care to comment on that, Narinda? Of course not. Of course not. You're going to keep bleating your bout. Oh, yeah. Systemic racism. My racism. Meanwhile, some man somewhere is in hospital today with what I would imagine are pretty horrific stab wounds. And all I want to do, and I think all right-minded people want to do, is make sure that the culprit, the person who carried this out, is brought to book by the police and made amenable to the full weight of the law. That's all I want to do. But people like Narinda are basically, in my opinion, undermining our safety because she wants to hide from us the reality of those who are actually carrying out the stabbings. Thanks for listening.